It's EV News briefly for Sunday, 3rd of November. Everything EV in less than 5 minutes. If you haven't got time for the full podcast, Patreon supporters get the shows first and ad-free. Be like them by clicking on a link in the show notes. The Ford F-150 Lightning production is being paused, which I told you about yesterday on the show. Employees at the plant are now speaking out against it. The vehicle facility in Dearborn, Michigan, will close for 7 weeks. Rather than carrying on producing those vehicles and offering discounts, incentives, price cuts, etc., Ford will rebalance their supply and demand by closing the plant temporarily. Some workers saying they laid off 2 shifts back in March. Now they're closing the plant, but will it ever reopen? Well, I think it will. People still want Ford F-150 Lightnings, but a lot of discontent there and the workers not very happy in the last 24 hours. Subsidies for company cars in Germany is what's holding the market back in terms of EV adoption. This new report coming out of Transport and Environment showing that fleets of company cars in Germany responsible for 3/4 of emissions of new cars and a growing proportion being heavier luxury cars, a third being classified as SUVs. In the first half of 2024, only 12% of new company cars in Germany were fully electric. And I couldn't believe this when I read it. German companies often only reimburse for the use of gasoline. So why would you buy, or why would you have the electric option as a company car? Because even if you charge it at home and it's very cheap overnight, ultimately it's still costing you to get to work or to pay for those miles that you might be doing for business. If your German employer only reimburses for gasoline, of course, even if you want the EV, you're not going to subsidize your employer. You're just going to get the combustion version because you're going to get the gas mileage back, right? So I had no idea that that was a practice in Germany. Now, lots of German companies are phasing out combustion. Some companies are doing better than others. Deutsche Telekom are phasing out combustion and going EV. SAP are following suit as well in 2025. I think they're having more EVs on their fleet. The German firms receive around 13.7 billion euros or 14.8 billion US dollars annually in subsidies for fossil fuel cars. So again, they're being subsidized by the government to buy combustion vehicles for their company car fleets. Very interesting. Jaguar Land Rover saying this week they saw a significant rise in global retail sales of their plug-in hybrids and a 47% increase in global plug-in hybrid plug-in hybrid sales of the Range Rover was up. The Defender was 23% up. Jaguar Land Rover pointing out that 48,000 customers are on the wait list for the Range Rover Electric, which will be debuted by the end of the year. The Indian government plans to launch their Mission 2025 for 100,000 electric buses in cities with a population of more than 1 million, which at the minute is 65 cities in India. Huge, isn't it? By the end of the decade, could be 80 cities with more than 1 million inhabitants. So all of a sudden, 100,000 electric buses almost doesn't touch the sides. The first electric hydrofoil ferry launched in Stockholm earlier this week on Tuesday morning at 7:15. The Nova, which is a hydrofoil ferry made by Candela, departed from Tapstrom, the suburban area, and glided silently 1 meter above the water, doing a 15-kilometer trip to Stockholm City Hall in just over 30 minutes, halving the time, of course, reducing the friction in the water because it's a hydrofoil, so it sits above the water with the little kind of wings that come down, and it's all electric and running on renewables, which is very cool. And finally, your fail of the week. I found this on the Hackaday.com website on their fail blog. Motorcycle rider Martin bought a second-hand EV box charger, and I didn't realize this about EV box, and I'll reach out to them to find out if it's still the case. Needed a subscription to get the smart features, but he didn't want that. He just wanted to charge his electric motorcycle just with a dumb charger. So he started to dig out the communications module, and he successfully reverse-engineered it with a Raspberry Pi, but he wanted to go further and discover how the whole thing worked, and then he bricked it, and then nothing works at all. But yeah, lesson of the week. Even without a subscription, your EV second-hand EV charger should still be a dumb charger.